Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into some of the most intriguing tech stories shaping our world. Let's kick things off with an opinion piece by Connie Loizos, titled, For the Love of God, Stop Calling Your AI a Coworker.
Connie Loizos argues against the growing trend of referring to AI systems as coworkers. She highlights that this anthropomorphizing of AI is a marketing strategy by startups to build trust and reduce perceived threats to human jobs. Loizos calls for a reevaluation of this language, warning that it dehumanizes actual human workers.
That's a compelling perspective. Why do you think companies are pushing this narrative so strongly, and what are the potential downsides?
The push is largely driven by the need to appeal to hiring managers who are wary of adding to their payroll. Startups, especially those from accelerators like Y Combinator, market AI as staff to replace human roles, offering solutions like Atlog's AI employee for furniture stores. However, this could lead to a devaluation of human labor and an over-reliance on AI systems, potentially resulting in job losses and ethical concerns.
It's fascinating, yet concerning how language can shape our perception of technology. Speaking of shaping perceptions, let's move to the upcoming TechCrunch Sessions, AI event, just 4 days away.
The TechCrunch Sessions, AI event, is set to bring together AI visionaries and enthusiasts at UC Berkeley's Zellerbach Hall. The event promises a day of clarity and real connections, featuring discussions with leaders like Jared Kaplan from Anthropic and enterprise deployment experts from SAP. It's a chance for attendees to gain valuable insights into the future of AI.
Sounds like a must-attend for anyone in the AI field. What are some of the key highlights attendees can look forward to?
Attendees can expect engaging sessions on frontier models and enterprise AI deployment. There's also an opportunity to network via the BrainDate app, potentially sparking deep dive conversations. Plus, there's a financial incentive with significant discounts on tickets for last-minute registrants.
Networking and learning from industry leaders is invaluable. Now let's switch gears to a landmark moment in the gaming industry with Microsoft's first union contract.
In a historic move, quality assurance testers at ZeniMax, part of Microsoft, have reached a tentative contract agreement. This is Microsoft's first union contract in the U.S., following 2 years of negotiations. The agreement includes a 13.5% pay raise and terms regarding AI use, marking a significant step for labor relations in gaming.
That's a monumental achievement. How might this influence the gaming industry and labor movements more broadly?
This contract sets a precedent for other gaming companies, potentially encouraging more unionization efforts. It also highlights the growing role of AI in employment negotiations, as seen in the agreement's AI usage terms. This could lead to broader discussions about AI's place in the workforce.
A pivotal moment indeed. Now let's delve into the insights from Sam Altman's biographer, Keech Hagee, on why Altman is born for this moment.
Keech Hagee's biography, The Optimist, explores Sam Altman's journey from his Midwest upbringing to his role as OpenAI's CEO. The book highlights Altman's pivotal moments, including his brief ousting and reinstatement as CEO, known internally as the blip. Hagee suggests that OpenAI's structure with a nonprofit board controlling a for-profit entity is fundamentally unstable.
Altman's story is certainly intriguing. What does Hagee say about the future of OpenAI under Altman's leadership?
Hagee predicts challenges ahead due to OpenAI's complex structure. However, Altman's leadership and vision for AI innovation position him to navigate these challenges. His ability to steer OpenAI through turbulent times underscores his capability and foresight in the AI landscape.
Altman's journey is a testament to resilience in tech leadership. Speaking of resilience, let's explore Elad Gil's next big venture into AI-powered roll-ups.
Elad Gil, an early AI investor, is now focusing on AI-powered roll-ups. His strategy involves acquiring mature, people-intensive businesses and scaling them using AI to improve margins. Gil's approach aims to transform traditional sectors like law and professional services, leveraging AI's capabilities in language understanding and manipulation.
Innovative approach. What does Gil see as the main advantages of this AI-driven strategy?
Gil believes AI can significantly enhance operational efficiency and profitability in traditional businesses. By integrating AI, these businesses can streamline processes and scale more effectively, paving the way for further acquisitions and growth. It's a model that combines technological innovation with strategic business acumen.
A promising intersection of AI and business strategy. Now let's shift to a cultural celebration with Netflix's Tudum event.
Netflix's Tudum event gathered thousands of fans in Southern California and was live-streamed for the first time on Netflix. The event featured announcements and trailers for popular series like Squid Game, Wednesday, and Stranger Things 5. With performances by stars like Lady Gaga, Netflix showcased its unique ability to unite diverse fan bases under one roof.
Netflix certainly knows how to create buzz. What were some of the standout announcements from Tudum?
One of the biggest announcements was the final season of Stranger Things. Additionally, the event highlighted Netflix's strategic use of star power and exclusive content to maintain its competitive edge in the streaming wars. This approach reinforces Netflix's commitment to delivering engaging and diverse content.
Netflix continues to innovate in entertainment. Now let's explore Elon Musk's renewed focus on space exploration.
Elon Musk's recent interview with CBS Sunday Morning emphasized his dedication to space travel, steering clear of political discussions. Musk discussed SpaceX's ambitions and the challenges faced by his Department of Government Efficiency, which has been criticized for aggressive budget cuts.
Musk's focus on space is unwavering. How does he view the challenges facing SpaceX and his broader vision for space exploration?
Musk remains committed to advancing space technology despite bureaucratic hurdles. He sees SpaceX as a pivotal player in the future of space travel, aiming to make it more accessible and sustainable. His vision includes reducing costs and overcoming regulatory challenges to achieve these goals.
Space remains the final frontier for Musk. Now, let's tackle the legal industry's challenges with AI, particularly with ChatGPT.
The legal sector is grappling with AI-generated hallucinations where AI tools like ChatGPT produce fictitious case law. Despite these issues, many lawyers continue to use AI due to time constraints and the integration of AI in legal research tools. This reliance poses risks, as seen in several cases where attorneys faced fines for submitting erroneous filings.
AI's role in law is a double-edged sword. What measures can be taken to mitigate these risks?
It's crucial for legal professionals to verify AI-generated data rigorously. Training and awareness programs can help lawyers understand AI's limitations and ensure responsible usage. As AI becomes more prevalent, maintaining ethical standards and accuracy in legal practices will be paramount.
Balancing AI's benefits and challenges in law is key. Next, let's discuss Chris Young's move into AI roll-ups.
Chris Young, former Microsoft executive, is joining the AI roll-ups trend by planning a private equity fund. This strategy involves acquiring service businesses and enhancing them with AI to improve efficiency and profitability. It's a growing trend among investors seeking to capitalize on AI's transformative potential in traditional industries.
An exciting venture indeed. How might this impact the investment landscape?
This approach could reshape investment strategies, emphasizing the integration of AI in operational models. By enhancing traditional businesses with AI, investors can unlock new value and drive industry innovation. This trend is likely to attract more capital and interest in AI-driven business transformations.
AI roll-ups are redefining investment strategies. Now let's delve into the Meta monopoly trial and its implications.
The ongoing antitrust trial against Meta highlights the company's aggressive acquisition strategy, including buying Instagram and WhatsApp. The trial examines whether these acquisitions stifle competition and innovation. Meta's reputation for rapidly adopting successful features from competitors is under scrutiny, potentially influencing future regulatory actions.
Meta's trial could set significant precedents. What are the potential outcomes and their impact on the tech industry?
If the trial results in stricter regulations, it could limit major tech companies' ability to acquire competitors, encouraging more innovation and competition. This case could redefine how tech giants operate, influencing antitrust policies and corporate strategies across the industry.
A pivotal moment for tech regulation. Now let's hear from Sundar Pichai on the future of search and AI.
In a recent podcast, Google CEO Sundar Pichai discussed the next AI platform shift, emphasizing new AI products unveiled at Google I/O. Pichai highlighted AI's potential to transform internet usage, with developments in AI agents and search capabilities poised to enhance user experiences and redefine how we interact with technology.
Google's AI advancements are groundbreaking. What does Pichai envision for the future of AI and search?
Pichai envisions AI agents becoming integral to daily life, offering personalized assistance and insights. This evolution in AI and search could lead to more intuitive and efficient digital interactions, fundamentally altering our relationship with technology and information.
AI's evolution is truly transformative. Finally, let's explore OnePlus's new phone and its innovative AI features.
OnePlus has launched the India-exclusive OnePlus 13, packed with advanced AI features. Notably, its Plus Mind feature allows users to save and organize information effortlessly. This AI functionality will eventually be available to global users, enhancing productivity and user experience through smart data management and retrieval.
OnePlus continues to push AI boundaries. How might these features impact user experience globally?
The AI capabilities of OnePlus' new phone could significantly enhance user convenience, making information management more seamless. As these features roll out globally, they could set new standards for smartphone functionality, influencing how users interact with their devices.
Exciting times ahead for smartphone tech. That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and stay curious about the ever-evolving world of technology.